Bass Reeves was born around 1840 as a slave in Paris, Texas. He grew to be 6'2" and 200 pounds. During the Civil War, he walked away from his owner and joined the Union Army, serving in the Indian Territory and learning several Indian dialects. Following the Civil War, he got married and settled down on a farm in Arkansas. But Bass Reeves yearned for the excitement he had experienced as a soldier. In 1875, Isaac Parker, later to be known as the Hanging Judge, was appointed as the federal judge for the Indian Territory. He appointed 200 deputy marshals. At this time, the Indian Territory was the only area of the United States that was truly integrated. Seeing the opportunity for adventure and money, Bass Reeves got a job as a deputy marshal. The deputy marshal's income was derived from collecting the rewards on the criminals they brought in. The Indians in the territory hated white men, but Bass Reeves, a black man who could speak their language, was able to get information that no white man could. As a result, it was not unusual for him to return to Fort Smith with his prison wagon full. According to one of Bass Reeves' contemporaries, he didn't want to spend much time chasing down the man who resisted arrest, so he would shoot him down in his tracks. On January 12, 1910, 5 years after retirement, Bass Reeves died quietly. His funeral was attended by hundreds of friends. They included blacks, whites, and Indians. Everyone was there to pay their respects to this ex-slave who spent his life serving his country. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.